je sama Zlatan Ibrahimović, the greatest soccer player in the entire universe.
I thought you were supposed to be a fortune teller.
The name, you heard it already, mentioned by himself, his voice, you heard his voice saying Zlatan Ibrahimović. He will be the main character with the songs, the playlist by two bands, Marillion and Bush. Stick around. My name is Silvia Dos Santos. The episode for today is about one of the strongest and I guess one of the best soccer players in the whole wide world. I, for one, I love to watch him play. I really do. I love soccer. Football, like we say here in Portugal, my lovely country, we say football, not soccer, but you know what I mean. Apparently, my podcast is widely listened to in America, so it's soccer. Zlatan Ibrahimović will be the main character for the podcast today.
I forgot you're stuck in an arcade all day. Silly of me to assume. No, I host a late night talk show.
Oh, like Jay Leno?
Yeah, kind of.
Like Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers?
Seriously?
Zlatan has never heard of you. Zlatan is the greatest late night television watcher in the universe.
In the universe, right, yes, of course. Can I ask a question?
Give me a dollar.
What? I already gave you a dollar.
Even if you are not a fan of football, soccer, I believe you have heard about the name Ibra, Zlatan Ibrahimović, on the news, on TV, on the cafe, people talking about him or his arrogance. Let's talk about that. I don't think he's so arrogant like they say. He has a good heart. He has a golden heart. I have a story for you if you don't know it yet about his golden heart and his tough and rough past.
Sexiest man alive. Why is that so funny?
Maybe if you look like Zlatan. Zlatan is the sexiest man in the universe.
Born on October the 3rd, 1981. What a great year, don't you think so? It's my year, 81. He was born in Malmo, Sweden. And his nickname is Ibra. And his zodiac sign, if you like those sort of things, is Libra. They're almost the same name. Ibra, Libra, or Libra, I don't know. He's from Sweden. He's one of the tallest guys in soccer. And like I said, 81. He's 39 years old right now, playing for AC Milan, Serie A, Italian championship football, Italian soccer, you know, Europe's soccer championship. He is playing right now in AC Milan. If you want to follow his steps in football, I know he was in MLS, where the soccer players go to retire. I don't know, some people say that soccer players go to America to retire from football, from soccer. Well, he came back to Europe's clubs. He came back to AC Milan. But fiery Swedish soccer player Zlatan Ibrahimovic became one of Europe's top strikers while starring for 8 consecutive title winning clubs. But who is Zlatan Ibrahimovic? Did you know that he received a black belt in Taekwondo at age of 17?
Dollar.
Fine. Here. Okay, so I do a little bit of singing on my show. You know, it's mostly for jokes and stuff like that, but I really do love singing. So I guess I'm wondering, will I ever win a Grammy?
Sing for Zlatan.
What?
Sing for Zlatan.
Right. Okay, sure.
Sing for Zlatan, he says to James Corden. So Zlatan Ibrahimovic overcame a rough upbringing to become a professional soccer star. He played for clubs in Sweden, the Netherlands, Italy, England and Spain, nabbing multiple scoring titles while leading his teams to 8 consecutive league championships. One of the sport's most polarizing figures, Ibrahimovic released a best-selling autobiography in 2011. I would love to read that biography. You know, he was born in Malmo, like I said before, Sweden, to a Bosnian father and a Croatian mother. His parents divorced when Ibrahimovic was 2 years old of age, and he spent a difficult childhood in the immigrant-populated district of Rosengard. I'm saying correctly because it's Swedish. Rosengard. By his own account, Ibrahimovic was a bicycle thief and a school bully. Well, that's not a pretty thing to be. but he developed into a tall, agile athlete with an obvious talent for playing soccer. We thank God for that, because he stopped being a bully. Well, some say he continues to be a bully inside the pitch when he talks to reporters and his teammates and other soccer colleagues or the coach himself. Sometimes he can be a bit bully, but the charisma, you can't fight against it. He has one of the biggest charismas in soccer world. I love watching him play. I really do. Stationary Westway running from you. True self-destructive things. We have found a way to keep the gift that remains. 'Cause I'm fine. Well, Ibrahimovic made his professional debut for Malmö FF in 1999 and helped the second division club make the leap to the first level the following season. The 6.5 striker then signed with the prominent Dutch club AFC Ajax. However you called it, and honed his formidable skills as part of two title-winning teams, though he also developed a reputation as being a temperamental player. Well, one of soccer's most polarizing figures, the striker trademarked Zlatan and Zlatan Ibrahimovic in 2003, establishing exclusive naming rights for sporting apparel and other products throughout the European Union. Ibrahimovic met his girlfriend, former Swedish model Elena Ziger, early in his professional career. They had two children together. The soccer star released his autobiography, I Am Zlatan Ibrahimovic, in late 2011. The best-selling memoir detailed Ibrahimovic's rough childhood and his clashes with Pep Guardiola, the coach Pep Guardiola, and other players. And an English version was published in September 2013.
Like Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers?
Seriously?
Zlatan has never heard of you. And Zlatan is the greatest late-night television watcher in the universe.
In the universe, right, yes, of course. Can I ask a question?
Give me a dollar.
What? I already gave you a dollar.
That was for turning on. Zlatan wants another dollar for the question.
Fine.
Shadow.
Did you know that he is more than just an extremely talented, long-haired, ridiculously tall footballer? Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Like I said before, he chose Sweden because it was where he was born and grew up. He was born in Sweden to a Bosnian father and Croatian mother, which meant he could have chosen to play for any team on the international level, but he chose Sweden. It may have been a poor choice, though they've only qualified for 2 out of the last 5 World Cups. You can't say it's his fault. He's tried hard for his country. He's the all-time top goal scorer with 62 goals for Sweden.
You know Zlatan?
I know, sometimes I think it's his twin model. Because last Wednesday, it was another behavior than today. You play so well today.
How you know Zlatan? Is the first time you meet him?
Describe us then, who is Zlatan? Because a lot of Dutch people doesn't understand.
I never heard this question before. I think only you are the one who don't understand. So we should ask people who know Zlatan.
What do you think they will say?
He once gave all his teammates an Xbox, might say like that, Xbox One, the new one, in 2013 when he was destroying the French league with PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. Zlatan Ibrahimovic proved that is generous enough and thinks about other people. Well, he's not 100% arrogant, like some people say. I believe, like I said before, he has a golden heart, one of the best warm hearts I've ever seen. His philanthropic side, it's what I was going to say, philanthropic side, is totally amazing, outstanding. I have a few stories to tell you about that, but in a few minutes, or more so in the last period of this episode, you know, keep this the suspense running. By giving every teammate their own brand new limited edition Xbox One, it wasn't completely selfless, though, because each one did have his own signature and name on them, but still, it's a nice touch to say thanks for helping him out.
Let Zlatan tell you about Zlatan's first game with LA Galaxy. Zlatan's team was losing, and then the people scream, "We want Zlatan." And Zlatan gave them Zlatan. He scored an amazing goal that nobody else can do. And then in the stoppage time, he took care of it. So watch Zlatan and learn.
Like he says, watch Zlatan and learn. He's got 2 black belts in Taekwondo, so don't mess with him. 2 black belts in Taekwondo, it's not an easy task to do. 2 things Zlatan loves: scoring insane overhead kicks and repeatedly kicking his teammates in the head as a joke. Oh, Zlatan, shouldn't do that. It's not gone unnoticed. He was given an honorary black belt by the Italian Taekwondo team That's to go with the black belt he earned when he was 17 in Sweden, which I guess is why he's so good at repeatedly kicking his teammates in the head as a joke. Well, Zlatan's joke is not my type of joke, but I get it. He's a guy, he's a tough guy. We love him, regardless. Teens have spent 150 million on him throughout his whole career. More money has been spent by clubs buying Zlatan Ibrahimovic than any other player ever. Just under £115 million has been spent on Ibrahimovic. He started at Malmo, then went to Ajax in the Netherlands, then to Juventus in Italy, moved to Milan for Inter Milan, then went to Barcelona, back to Italy for AC Milan, then to Paris Saint-Germain in France, and now he's finally and he went to England for Manchester United. He's proved right now he's in AC Milan, but I'm telling you about his past. So he's proved his worth, though, scoring in his debuts in Italy, Spain, France, and he went on to win the league in his first season in those countries too. Well, I got something that he said about Mourinho. He said something about Mourinho when he played for the coach, Jose Mourinho, Portuguese coach, one of my icons, my idols. I love that man. I'm so proud of Portuguese coach Jose Mourinho. And apparently, Zlatan Ibrahimovic said a curious thing about Mourinho and about the people he didn't quite enjoy working with. He loved working with Mourinho. Did you know that? Just listen to this.
Fantastic. Was going very good, and then something happened. I still don't know what happened, but it happened, and I don't have answers from that. After New Year, a couple of months after that, he didn't speak to me anymore. I mean, if you have somebody that doesn't stimulate you, I mean, I will not fight for you. That's why you have trainers who give you motivation. I can just say, with Mourinho, I could go out and kill for Mourinho. That's the motivation he gave me. That's the how he stimulated me. And with the other one, I mean, was football, but you have to adjust the game after the players you have, especially when you buy a player for, I don't know how much, 70 million. Change the game after him also, because you don't buy him to. It felt like he understood me, and it was easy to get to know him. It felt like he came from a neighborhood that where he has met persons like me, and I always take Mido as an example also, because when we came, me and Mido, people were saying, ah, they're different. They're not like, they're too difficult to take care of. But when I saw Van der Mede, it was feeling like he was one of us also. And if I take the other Dutch guys that was young and you do mistakes.
You're listening to him say wonderful words about Jose Mourinho, how he motivated him. He, Jose Mourinho, him, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, of course. He says, in his own words, like you listened to like minutes ago, by his own voice, from his own voice, he would kill for Mourinho. That's how much Mourinho motivated Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Wonderful words to say about his coach, his former coach. Maybe someday we'll see them together again on a team. A girl can dream, can't she? There is a word in the Swedish dictionary named after him. Zlatan is such a national hero in Sweden that his name has been added to the Swedish dictionary as a verb. The term to Zlatan something. To Zlatan, like a verb, you know, means to dominate or do something with extreme talent. To Zlatan this, to Zlatan that, you know, means that something dominates and do something with extreme talent, like I said. There are so many fun facts about Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Well, there are a few goals that he scored that are pure bliss. Pure magic for those who, like myself, love football or soccer, as you please. Ibrahimovic first signed as a professional footballer with club Malmo in 1996 as a junior, and then became the captain of Swedish national team and played as a forward. He has a burger, an hamburger, a burger, you know, a juicy burger, named after him in a French cafe. That's how much they love him when he played for Paris Saint-Germain. They named a burger after him in a French cafe. So once Zlatan's agent and lawyer set up a meeting between him and the two Aftonbladet journalists. One of them was Robert Lowell, the one who wrote about the bar incident. You may have heard about that incident. To set things straight and try to move on, Zlatan agreed to the meeting, but once the journalists got there, he just started screaming at them and kept on until they started talking back. I guess he was pretty mad. But, you know, that's how Zlatan is. He doesn't shut up and eat quietly, you know. If people make him mad when they write lies about him or fake rumors, fake news, or things they don't know what they are talking about Zlatan Ibrahimovic's life or football career or personal life, you name it, he just doesn't like it. He gets mad and he goes to those reporters, to those journalists, and they have a piece of his mind. You know, they have to listen to his opinions about it, about the situation itself. So if you are a reporter or journalist writing about Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you better have your facts straight and write the truth about him to not make this man mad. He has two black belts, you know, in Taekwondo. You don't want to mess with Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And by the way, he's very tall, so I guess he's very strong also. And I just find it funny. I find him pretty funny, this guy. Because, you know, that type of guy who's a big guy, you know, big strong guy, tall guy. And but in the end, he has the warmest heart and a kid, you know, like a big heart in a big body, a tall body. But he's like a kid. He's like a small kid in his mind and in his heart, because he really loves helping people, and most people don't know about that, about Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Did you know that he's one of the biggest fans about Brazilian phenomenon footballer named Ronaldo, the Phenomena? You know, the Phenomena Brazilian football Ronaldo, he, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, to him, there is only one Ronaldo in the world, and that is the phenomenon footballer, Brazilian, named Ronaldo. He idolized him as a teenager. Again, I'm talking about the first, the real Ronaldo, Brazilian footballer. So I didn't know this about him. I'm learning it now. Zlatan Ibrahimovic and David Villa were teammates on FC Barcelona, Spain, from 2010 to 2011, became very close friends. First in his career, he was all set to move from Malmo club to Arsenal FC football club, but Ibrahimovic refused when Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger insisted for trial. When he was 15 years old, he preferred to work in the docks of Malmo instead of playing football. That's a curious thing about him. He preferred to work in the docks instead of playing football? Who knew about that? He was persuaded against the idea by his own coach. His contract with Internazionale was renewed in 2007 for another 6 seasons. He was the highest paid footballer of that time. And he was also declared as Serie A Foreign Footballer of the Year for the season 2007-2008. He won this award record 5 times maximum by a player. So many stories about this guy. Like the song says, he's pure glycerin. I'm never alone, I'm alone all the time. Are you at one? Do you lie? We live in a wheel where everyone steals. When we rise, it's like strawberry fields. Treating you bad, you bruise my face. Could love you more, you got a beautiful taste. Don't let the days go by. And former French international Jean-Pierre Papin, or Papin, whatever you want to call him, was of the opinion, a strong opinion, that quoting Jean-Pierre, we haven't had a goal scorer like Zlatan's in France for a long time. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is on a different planet to anyone else. That is so cool to know that people think about Zlatans like that. Ibrahimovic is Sweden's top scorer with 56 goals in 105 internationals with his national team. In March 2014, Sweden issued a set of 5 postal stamps on Ibrahimovic. I must say, from the stories I've read and I've learned about Ibrahimovic, his own country, Sweden, loves him very dearly, and he comes like an icon, you know, an historical icon. They do everything for him. They put him on the dictionary, the official one, I say, the official dictionary, as a verb to Zlatan something, and 5 postal stamps. You know, they are really his fans. They are really his fans. We can't say the contrary, the opposite. And his 2005 and 6 season as a striker was not fruitful, although he was used as midfielder to good effect too. The Juventus fans were frustrated. He taught himself to play ball. Vitor himself to play ball on an old gravel pitch outside his mother's house. After he turned pro, it was completely remade with rubber grounds sponsored by Nike. Yes, Nike. He's self-taught. Who knew that about him? I didn't know about that. He signed a 4-year deal for Internazionale worth 24.8 million in August 10, 2006. He was a big fan of Inter in his youth. During his childhood, Zlatan lived with his mother and stepfather, though there was a lot of conflicts within the family. At one point, the police did an investigation that had at least partly to do with Zlatan's situation. So, the soccer star released his autobiography, I Am Zlatan Ibrahimovic, in late 2011. The best-selling memoir detailed Ibrahimovic's rough childhood and his clashes with Pep Guardiola and other players, and an English version was published in September 2013. It's quite a story there. If you want a good read, a good book to read about a figure, a charismatic figure of soccer world. According to Celebrity Net Worth, Ibrahimovic is worth 140 million. Forbes has also reported that the player earned 40.4 million in 2014, making him the 12th highest paid athlete in the world for that year. In an interview to The Guardian newspaper, he said playing for Barcelona in Spain along with Messi, Lionel Messi, Iniesta, Xavi, Puyol, Piqué, Dani Alves and Busquets was unbelievable. You admire them all. The level of play was from another planet, he says. Ibrahimovic made his professional debut for Malmo in 1999, like I said in the beginning of this episode. Once he replaced injured David Trezeguet in his first season with Juventus, made his presence felt with 16 goals in the season. You know, Ibrahimovic has been described as being good in the air, strong and agile. He plays well with his back to goal and boasts some of the best finishing vision and passing and ball control around. But a curiosity about him, about Ibrahimovic, him, even with his Swedish accent, his English is pretty good. He, most of the anchors and TV presenters or talk shows presenters want to have him on their show. They want to have him on their show, on their talk show. And why not? Because he's funny. He's so charismatic. I know I'm saying the word charismatic a lot, but I find it to be the best adjective to describe Ibrahimovic's personality. Again, he's very charismatic, and that's why the TV presenters want the talk show hosts in America and other countries, they want to have him on their show. Ibrahimovic is fluent in Swedish, Bosnian, English, Spanish, and Italian. Well, what a brain this guy has. one, two, three, four, five languages. Well, if Ibrahimovic wants to play for my favorite team, FC Porto, Football Club of Porto, the best team in the world, if he wants to play for us, for my team in Porto, he can learn a seventh language, Portuguese. How about that, Ibrahimovic? Hope you're listening to my podcast. Hope you're coming to Porto and win, who knows, a Champions League for us. We already have one, so it would be nice of you to learn Portuguese and play with us. Play for us, Ibrahimovic, in Oporto City. The best team, FC Porto. By the end of 2004 season, talking about a little bit more about Zlatan Ibrahimovic's past, while we're listening to Bush in the background, there was news of Ibrahimovic's transfer to Real Madrid. I love Real Madrid. I have a little bit of sympathy for Real Madrid. It's the only team I like outside of FC Porto, of course, and Portugal national team, of course. That's the main team. For 7 million, it turned out to be his agent, football agent Mino Raiola's idea to inflate Ibrahimovic's market. On November of 14th, 2005, Ibrahimovic was awarded with Swedish award Galdebollen. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's a Swedish word, so sorry. For being the best male Swedish footballer of the year. After receiving a pair of football boots, Ibrahimovic began playing football at the age of 6. He is considered one of the most talented footballers of his generation. 2012, he was ranked the 5th in the Guardian's 100 best footballers in the world. The Guardian's newspaper, of course. And on August 18, 2004, playing for Sweden against Netherlands, he was accused of injuring Rafael van der Vaart, his clubmate, on purpose. He was sold to Juventus by the end of the month for 16 million. But in Ajax, he blossomed under coach Ronald Koeman, and made his debut in Champions League in 17th September 2002. He was instrumental in Ajax, whatever how you pronounce it, reaching quarterfinals.
By the way, as Zlatan 4 days ago was, and how he played now so well today.
Yeah, I think they will understand that I played the both games very good. Ancora questo, vi sono fare il tema. Mi ricordo qua. What? No, we finish. No, vi ho ascoltato. Training in bed, io ho. Yeah. You know Zlatan?
I know, sometimes I think it's twin mother. Because last Wednesday, it was another behavior than today. You play so well today.
How you know Zlatan? Is the fourth time you meet him on there?
Describe us then, who is Zlatan? Because a lot of Dutch people doesn't understand.
I never heard this question before. I think only you're the one who don't understand. So you should ask people who know Zlatan.
What do you think they will say?
I
And something happened. I still don't know what happened, but it happened, and I don't have answers from that. After New Year, a couple of months after that, he didn't speak to me anymore. I mean, if you have somebody that doesn't stimulate you, I mean, I will not fight for you. That's why you have trainers who give you motivation. I can just say, with Modini. For a change, and I slip some boil away.
Ibrahimovic is the only player to have scored for 6 different clubs in the Champions League. Hey, you said you would love to try some. Hey, you said you would love to die some. In the middle of a world on a fish hook. You're the wave, you're the wave, you're the wave. Swallowed, followed, heavy by everything. Zlatan Ibrahimovic tattoos names of 50 hungry people on his own torso. The soccer superstar strips down in the name of hunger awareness, and they call him arrogant. For soccer players, taking your shirt off during goal celebrations is frowned upon. In fact, it is a mandatory bookable offense. Paris Saint-Germain striker, back then, Paris Saint-Germain striker, of course, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, thought the sanctions were worth it when he tore off his shirt to reveal 50 new temporary tattoos in support of the United Nations World Food Program at the weekend. The Swedish soccer star had the names of the 50 people etched on his body before the French League game versus Cayenne. When he scored in the second minute, Ibrahimovic revealed his striking body art. Art. That's called art. 15 names of real people who are currently suffering from hunger.
Player for, I don't know how much, 70 million. You change the game after him also, because you don't buy him to...
You're too difficult to take care of. Then I saw Pandemeli, it was feeling like he was one of us also. If I take the other dog, guys.
I don't need to be famous. I don't care about that, so you know. So.
Est-ce que vous pouvez faire en français?
Bah, we miss you. You need to come back. You need to be here with us, not to be in the studio.
While you're listening to Zlatan Ibrahimovic's voice throughout the podcast episode, right now you're listening to Marillion with the song Beautiful, and I'm quoting right now Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Are you a journalist or a camera guy? So why are you holding the camera? You should have a camera.
People laughing behind their hands while the fragile. Wherever I go, people recognize me, call my name, cheer for me, end quote. Zlatan Ibrahimovic says, but there are names no one cheers for. If I could, I would write every single name on my body, but there are 805 million people suffering right now from hunger in the world today. Did you listen to what he said? Zlatan Ibrahimovic said if he could, he would write on his body the name of 805 million people suffering from hunger in the world today. The idea is for the player to be the physical embodiment of the campaign. He says, so whenever you hear my name, you will think of their names. Whenever you see me, you will see them. You won't forget those names. Talking about beautiful people, Zlatan Ibrahimovic has a beautiful soul, beautiful heart. What a guy. While still listening to the song Beautiful, with the lyrics describe so well people like Zlatan Ibrahimovic and real beautiful people with the biggest heart you can find. So according to Aftonbladet, Ibrahimovic responds to Yahoo Sports Canada newspaper, or TV channel, I don't recall well. The main goal was, to donate 50,000 dollars for a team of intellectually disabled players from Sweden to participate in the INAS. World Football Championships, and after Sweden qualified for the tournament, they realized they needed to raise 51,000 to go to Brazil, and the team is called the Unknown Team, and to raise the money, they turned to Swedish soccer players to donate items, and they could auction the item, shirt, jersey, shoes, some of those players donated jerseys and shoes, a really nice gesture on its for itself. But then they asked Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and his response, and guess that, his response was amazing. And that's one of the reasons I admire Zlatan Ibrahimovic. It's not only the magic of how which he plays football or soccer. he does magic with his feet, I guess. But he said to the TV channel and the reporter this, and I'm going to quote. It's amazing what he said. What the hell are you going to do with a shirt or a shoe? How much is it to go? And the guy told him the full amount that was needed to raise, the amount of money they needed to raise. And back then, the national team captain was devastated. Zlatan was devastated by failing to lead his side to the FIFA World Cup earlier that summer. Then he asked promptly for their bank account number, and he deposited all of the money they needed. And he said, again, quoting Zlatan Ibrahimovic himself on the matter from an interview with the Swedish FA, football should be played by anyone, regardless of gender, disability or not. And when we missed the World Cup, I was deeply disappointed. But when I heard about the unknown team, I said to myself that I wanted to do everything in my power to help them to experience the World Cup. There was nothing to think about. It was a given. Now I get to experience the World Cup through them. So he is, how can you say this? Zlatan Ibrahimovic can add all-around good guy to his list of career accomplishments. He is an all-around good guy. He is a good guy. Whatever they say, he's arrogant. Forget that. He's really, really a good-hearted man. Deep down, you know, he's won 31 trophies. Ibrahimovic is widely regarded as one of the best strikers of his generation.
Don't want to lose the time. I'm also the greatest coach in the world.
Don't you find time to take?
Someone Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the greatest soccer player in the entire universe.
I thought you were supposed to be a coaching team.
We need to talk about it. Heaven is on the way.
I'm also the greatest fortune teller in the entire universe.
Really? How'd you find time to do both?
I'm also the greatest multitasker in the entire universe.
He is one of the most decorated active footballers in the world. Having won 31 trophies in his career, he has scored over 540 career goals and has scored in each of the last four decades. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all good. Whatever you say, it's all right. Silence is not the way. We need to talk about it. Heaven is on the way.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic has great self-esteem. much the people say arrogance. I say a great self-esteem. I prefer that adjective, that description of Zlatan. Great self-esteem, big confidence in himself. The whole arrogant thing started as a joke. He was being sarcastic about himself, and the media loved it, just ate it up. So it's rather him being hilarious than being arrogant, and he's pretty funny. He's a pretty funny guy if you watch his interviews as in talk shows like James Corden, as we're listening to now. At a very young age, he used this act to fill himself with confidence. We applaud him for that.
Sing for Zlatan.
Right here, right now. Okay. Sure.
This is Silvia Dos Santos. Bye-bye.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Next question. Dollar.
I already gave you.